Welcome to the program today. My name is Keith Smith. I'm an instructor at Calvary Chapel Bible Ministry School, and we're glad you joined us here at Solid Ground. And today, Pastor Brian will start a new study going verse by verse through chapter 2 in the book of Joshua. This study is entitled Lessons in Faith, and we'll be looking at it all week long. So let's go to Pastor Brian Parrish from the pulpit of Calvary Chapel, La Mirada.
Please turn in your Bibles to the book of Joshua, chapter 2. I've divided this chapter into 7 different lessons on faith. I believe we are in a place where the Lord would want to teach us about faith, how to trust Him, how to have confidence in Him, because that's right where He has us right now, in a place where we need to depend upon Him. And where else would you rather be? Because those who wait upon the Lord, their strength is renewed, and those who trust the Lord are the ones that are able to see God's miraculous power work through our lives and through our ministry. We sang that song, Not by Might Nor by Power. That is so important of a passage of Scripture from the Old Testament, that we are a people that do not rely upon ourselves, our own strength, our own wisdom, our own planning, but we utterly rely upon the Lord, and that's how things are going to be accomplished. And may the Lord sow that into our heart as a foundational principle for our lives, for our ministry, everything that we would do. And may we be those that would walk by faith and see the Lord do incredible things. I mean, don't you want to be a part of a church that you're just kind of amazed from week to week of what's happening, rather than, well, we don't have any announcements in the bulletin. It's pretty dead this week. But there's so much going on, and there's so much to report on. And to be able to testify of God's good things, because we're looking to Him, and it's not based on the resources of this church or the resources of the individual members of the body of Christ. It's not our strength, but it's God's power, and nothing could stop Him. So we will begin to work through our way through chapter 2, and the setting is Joshua is going to go over the Jordan, and they're going to come across the first city by the name of Jericho, and they're going to have to take it over. They're going to have to fight. They're going to have to battle. And they're going to have to take possession of the land that God has given to them. So what he wisely does, he sends spies over first to spy out Jericho, and they run into an individual by the name of Rahab. She helps them, she keeps them safe, and they come back and give this report back to Joshua, which is basically what's recorded in chapter 2. So let's look at this first principle of faith from the first part of verse 1, is that faith involves one step at a time. Now Joshua, the son of Nun, sent out 2 men from a acacia grove to spy secretly, saying, go view the land, especially Jericho. So he says, go check out the land, give kind of a general survey of it, but specifically, especially look at Jericho, because that's going to be the first place of battle. That's going to be the first place they have to conquer. And they go in and they look at the land, and then God miraculously provides for them. But what I want you to see here is they didn't go out and spy the entire land and have an entire battle strategy for every city that they were going to fight. Just the first one is what they needed to know about. And I found that God often works that way in our life as well, that He doesn't give you the whole strategy for your life or the whole battle plan or everything that you're going to face in life. He just shows you what's right before you, and He says, meet me there. Take a step of faith. Take that first step towards what God is wanting you to do, and then leave the rest to Him. And I believe there's a reason for that, and I've heard others say it, and I agree wholeheartedly now, that if God showed you everything in your life from this point to now, you wouldn't go, would you? You'd say, I'm not doing that, or I can't do that, or I don't want to do that, and I surely don't want those things to happen to me, so I'll just stay right here where it's nice and safe. So God leads us one step at a time, because that's about all that we can handle. Even that one step is hard for us at times, let alone if God showed you everything. Just think of everything you've experienced. Look at your past. Look at all the difficulties that you face. What if God showed you all those? You know, all before they ever happened. You wouldn't want to move forward in life. You just want to stay in your house and try and be safe. Because there's painful things. But isn't it true also, as a child of God, God gave you the grace that day and the strength that day to get through those situations. And that's how you made it. Well, that's how the future is going to be as well. But you have to take that first step of faith in the Lord leading you. Now, here's where I have seen believers just kind of dry up spiritually. They hang around the church, but they never take that first step of faith towards what God's called them to do. Some are just too spiritual. They're waiting for this revelation from God, this dream or vision, and they won't do anything until they absolutely know 100% this is what God wants me to do. And you know what? Those people never know absolutely that God wants them to do that, and they never do anything. They just kind of sit around waiting for this emotional response to come upon them or this revelation down from heaven, so they play it safe. Christianity is not a relationship with God that you play it safe. You put your life out at risk, and you take steps of faith, and yes, there'll be some failures and some stumbles, but God's going to be there to pick you up. And you learn that because as you get out, you start walking, God's there to meet you, even in your failures. So other people say, well, what have I failed? God already knows you're going to fail, but he's going to be there to rescue you, isn't he? Christianity isn't a life of perfection either. It's a life of, you know, ups and downs, and God meets us with his grace. And we're stumbling, and the Lord knows that, but he's there. And you learn this as you walk with the Lord one step at a time. So he says, go in and spy out Jericho. That's all we need to know about right now. Don't overwhelm us with all the other enemies that are there. Let's just deal with this first one. And they come back and they give the good reports. And God met them there. God was in the entire situation. Don't wait around too long. Some are still waiting. And you'll be waiting 20 years from now, sitting in the pew. That's kind of a good name if you're just sitting there in the church, a pew. I don't know where that name came up or why they call it that, but if you're just sitting there, that's what's going to happen to your spiritual life eventually. God wants you to exercise faith and stretch and strengthen the muscles of faith. And it simply takes that first step. And what Joshua did, he went in and he sought information. You know, how is it that we're going to win this battle? What do we need to do? Where's the weak spot that we could isolate? Or how is God going to direct us in this situation? So as he had faith, it wasn't just he just kind of went out there aimlessly and say, let's go, God's with us. He wanted some information brought back to him. And sometimes that's the way people get involved in ministry. They find out, well, what is involved here? And they hear about it, and something happens in their heart as they're hearing about this ministry, and they find themselves involved with it. We have a good example, the director of our Bible school, Keith Smith. I've had many conversations with him, and he said that, you know, he really wasn't interested in studying the Bible in depthly. He just kind of wanted to go to a class and learn the Bible a little bit. But as he got involved, he really started the love of study. And now, he's building his library, and he wants to know all these truths, and he's into it. Now he's the director. But it started him signing up, hearing an ad on the radio, and saying, I need to check this out. And now he's the director. From one point, just kind of curious about things, now God's raised him up to lead others in this same aspect of ministry. That's the way the Lord works. He could have been waiting around, oh Lord, make me a director of a Bible school. You had to take that first step of faith, and God meets you there. And sometimes it's not that difficult. You read things in the bulletin, we go over it, that's why we go over it. Something leaps in your heart, says, I'm kind of interested in that. Now, you're not committing your entire life to that. Go check it out and see if that's the direction of the Lord. And God's the one that opens the doors, and God's the one that closes. But you can sit around here, you know, and hear all these opportunities over and over and over again and say, oh, yeah, one of these days I'm going to do that. Oh, yeah, I should try that next time. The next time comes around, and it just kind of passes you by. I personally don't want to live my life that way. Any little sense that this is the Lord's leading, that's the direction that I want to go. I don't want to play it so cautious that I miss out on watching God work supernaturally. And a lot of things that happen here at this church is just kind of a step, the first step, saying, let's check this out. Let's see if the Lord's in this. And that's what Joshua sent these people in, and it's going to be confirmed, hey, the Lord is in this situation. And that's the second point that I want you to see, is that faith involves God's leading. Look at the second part of verse 2. It says, so they went and came to the house of a harlot named Rahab and lodged there. And Rahab is going to be the one that is going to, in verses 8 through 11, confess faith in the God that they serve. And she's going to hide them on the roof when the officers come in to arrest these men. And she says, oh yeah, they were here, but they left. One person out of the entire city was the one that God wanted to rescue. And these men just happened to be at this lady's house. That's God's leading. Supernatural through normal circumstances. Notice God didn't give him the direction on this side of the Jordan, say, go over to Rahab, she's waiting there, she wants to be saved, and you're to go rescue her. They had to go. And as you go, God starts working supernaturally. And that's a thing that you cannot figure out. You cannot determine that. You see it happening as the Lord is leading you. You see him opening doors and bringing someone across your life that you're to work with and to labor with in God's kingdom. And you see God's purposes brought about that way. But again, that doesn't happen as you're sitting back in the church, wondering if you should be involved in this or that. I mean, there's millions of stories that we could tell from this church of how God has led us and how God has met us with people and to bring about His purposes and His plans. And it's not by